Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now what I ask is, what will this fellow be like? After realization, what will this Purusha do? What will be the state of this Purusha? If you ask, he says, Prakrutaye Sukumara Tarna Kinchit Asti Iti Me Matir Bhavati Yadrishta Asmi Iti Punarna Darshna Upayiti Purushasya. Prakrutehe, this Prakruti, what does it do? How does it exist after the creation? Not the Purusha, the Prakruti, how does it exist after the creation? Prakrutehe Sukumara Tarna, there is nothing in this Prakruti which is a joy to the mind. Sukumarataram, for the mind it is happiness. There is nothing which is joyous or happy in this world. Na kinchit asti iti me matir bhavati. In this way, if one understands, one recognizes, sa adrishta asmi iti punarna, then that person, that Purusha has seen me. He has seen my real self. After knowing this, the Prakriti does not give its darshana. Darshana here is, does not present itself in front of Purusha. This is the way it escapes, it dismisses itself. Okay, he says, why does, is this Purusha a released one or is this Purusha a bound one? What is the truth? Tasmat nabadhire dhanna muchyate napi samsarti kaschit samsarti badhire muchyate cha nana shriya prakritihi. What your question is right. The question is a right question, eligible question. But the truth is, tasmat nabadhyate adha namuchyate napi samsarti kaschit samsarti badhire muchyate cha nana shriya prakritihi. Therefore, this Purusha does not, is not bound. Definitely is not bound. Since definitely he is not bound, definitely he is not going to gain release. Nabadha na muchyate napi muchyate. He is definitely not going to release also. Then he is not bound, he is not going to gain release, then he is going to travel. He is going to be in the samsara itself. He say, he is not going to be in samsara also. He does not, he is not born in the samsara, he is not involved in the samsara, he is not born, he is not going to gain death. This Purusha, definitely this is the truth. But then what is that which involves, which binds, which is bound and all that? Badhyate prakriti eva nana shriya prakriti eva badhyate. This Prakriti is the one which is bound because of the gunas. It is bound, it gains release, it is also traveling, it is also involved in the samsara. Prakriti is the one which is involved in the samsara, which is bound in the samsara, which gains release from the samsara. Not Purusha. Purusha has nothing to do with samsara. Okay. Prakriti is the one which is bound, and Prakriti is the one which gains release. This you said. How does this happen? Okay. It is bound and it is released and it is also involved in samsara, you say. How does this happen? Rupai saptabhirevato badnat yatmanatma atmanamatmana prakritihi saivacha purushart samprati vimo chatyeka rupena rupaha rupaihi saptabhirevato. Prakriti, for this Purusha, for his experience and this release, it itself involves, gets involved in different kind of, all the seven kinds of Rupa. All the seven kind of Rupa means Bhava Rupa, we already discussed, Dharma, Dharma, etc. Except Jnana, the other rest. It gets involved in itself, the Prakriti gets involved in this creation. Except Jnana. Because once you gain Jnana, there is no Prakriti, there is no Purusha. Only he who, the Purusha exists. There is nothing else. There is no relation with anything else. You understand that. So, this Rupaihi, seven Rupas, this Prakriti itself creates and it itself gets bound to it. It's like making a chain yourself and tying itself to yourself. So in that way this Prakriti creates all these seven different rupas, dharma, adharma, etc. and binds itself to that. Then that same Prakriti, once this fellow knows this truth, then once the Purusha knows the truth, it then releases itself. It itself creates the samsara, it itself binds itself to samsara, and then once one knows the truth, it itself releases itself from the samsara. Prakriti does all this. Then the next question is, okay, you have gained the truth. That is why there is no Prakriti. There is no involvement of Prakriti. But how does one gain this truth? What is the method of gaining the truth? Says, evam tattva abhyasat nasmi namenaham iti aparishesham aviparyayat vishuddham kevalam utpadyate jnanam. Evam tattva abhyasat, in this way if you practice the tattva, the principles of Sankhya, you gain this knowledge. What knowledge? Nasmi, I never was, I never is, I am not bound to anything. That's the idea. Name, nothing is there in me. Naham, nothing, I am not in anything. Nothing is there in me, I am not in anything. In this way, aparishesham, without any leftover, you dismiss the bondage. Aviparya, because there is no bondage, there is no confusion. Vishuddham, the true pure knowledge, which is the only thing which exists, utpadyate, is you gain that knowledge. It rises. It gain that knowledge. There is no bondage, there is no death, there is nothing else here. This knowledge you gain. Okay. I gain the tattva jnana, the principal knowledge of all these principles through practice. Abhyasena, tattva abhyasena, practicing the principles, you understand that. Okay, I have to do the practice of principle. That is okay. Now, after practicing that, what will happen to me? What will happen if you ask? This is the answer. Tena nivritta prasavam artha vasha saptarupa vinivrittam prakritim pashyati purusha preksha vastita svachaha. Tena nivritta prasavam artha vasha saptarupa vinivrittam prakritim pashyati purusha preksha vastita svachaha. Tena nivritta prasavam, because of this knowledge, nivritta prasavam, this Prakriti stops the creation for him. The creation exists for others, but for him it backs off. Artha vasha saptarupa vinivrittam, because of the knowledge, the saptarupa, the other creation except knowledge, whatever that is, ignorance etc., that also is dismissed. Praktim pashyati purushah, that stage this purusha sees the Prakriti. Preksha vatavastita svachaha, like a witness, like a seer, that's all. He does not react for it. He just sees, that's all. Like a audience, like a traveler. He just sees, that's all. He does not react, he does not act. Drishta mayetyupekshaka ekaha, drishta hamityuparmatyanya, sati sanyogi tayoho, prayojannasti sargasya. Okay. This purusha, who has this knowledge, when he has seen the Prakriti like this, its true nature, then Prakriti drishta mayeti upekshaka ekaha. Prakriti understands that this purusha, I have seen this Prakriti. He understands I have seen this Prakriti. So he does not care about the Prakriti. And drishta hamiti puparmatyanya, and I am seen by this purusha. After understanding this, this Prakriti also dismisses itself. Purusha, after understanding that I have seen the Prakriti, he is not involved with Prakriti. Prakriti, after understanding that the purusha has seen itself, it is also not involved in any creation. Sati sanyogi tayoho, but it is not destroyed. Prakriti is not destroyed, it is there. Because what is Prakriti? Prakriti is omnipresent. What is Purusha? Purusha is also omnipresent. Therefore, since Purusha and Prakriti both are omnipresent, they have some relationship. These are all points which Vedanti will pull. Vedanti will pull like this Sankhya slika. But this is the idea. So, Prakriti is omnipresent and Purusha is omnipresent. So, they have relationship always. Even though this relationship is there is no creation because of this relationship. Because what did we say? The Prakriti creates it for the Purusha, for his realization. Since after realization, still the relationship is there. But still, Prakriti will not create anything for him.
Samyak jnana adhigamat dharma dhinam akarana praptau tishtat samskara vasha chakra brahmat drishat drita shariraha.
Okay. Purusha has gained the knowledge and he has gained the moksha realization and he has gained the release also. So, what happens? If it happens to anyone, it should happen to me also. So, he says, Samyak jnana adhigamat. Once you have this true knowledge, once this true knowledge is understood properly, dharma dinam akarana prapto, the dharma etc., all the rupas, all the bhavas except jnana, they don't have any cause for creation. There is no cause for creation for all these things. Therefore, tishtati samskara vashat, then this purusha should immediately disappear. If you think, no. Even after realization, the body will be there. Why? Samskara vashat. Because of the thought imprints. Because you gain the body because of the samskara. The thought imprints. Whatever thought imprints are eligible for you to take a body of a human being comes together to create this body. So, whatever the body that is decided by the samskara, thought imprint. Whatever the lifespan of the body, that is also decided by the thought function, the samskara. And whatever the experience you are going to gain in that body, that also is decided by that samskara. So, in between you have realized, but the samskara has started giving results. It will not stop. So, like an arrow which has left the string, bowstring, or the chakra, the wheel, once it has been rotated, it will rotate until the force, inertia, the moment of inertia stops. Until then it will rotate, even after the potter makes a spot. It will say, no, see, I put on the fan is running. Then what I do is, I am going outside, so I switch off the fan. I go out. Immediately I switch off and then I go out. But still the fan is going to rotate for some time. Because of its moment of inertia. The same way, here also, because of that momentum which has started giving function, which has started functioning, this body will also stay put. It will not disappear.
Prapte sharira bhede charita arsatvat pradhana vinivrittau aikantikam atyantikam atyantikam uvaryam kaivalyam apnoti.
Okay. Then, this Purusha who stays in the body, what kind of state will he be? What will he do? This is the answer.
Prapte sharira bhede.
Sharira bhede prapte. He is differentiated. He has differentiated for himself from the sthula, gross, and the sukshma, subtle bodies. Since he has differentiated himself from the gross and subtle body, charita, tattvat, whatever he has to do, he has done. He has attained whatever he has to attain. Pradhana vinivrutto, and because of that knowledge, the pradhana also disappears. Pradhana is not involved anymore in creation. For this person, at least. Therefore, aikantikam atyantikam ubhayam kaivalyam apnoti. He gains his moksha release, which is aikantika and atyantika. Which is aikantika and atyantika means? Which is permanent and which is non-destructible. That kind of moksha. It will not come back again. It's a permanent release. So that kind of moksha he will gain. So now what he started with is, he started with the troubles, three kind of troubles. Now those three kind of troubles are removed through jnana of Sankhya. That is why we have gained the moksha which is total and final. Now after teaching what Sankhya is, because that is what Sankhya is all about, to gain release from all these three sorrows. So after teaching, he is now explaining the parampara. Because the reason to explain the tradition parampara is, how will I trust this tradition? You can say something, there are hundreds of philosophers who say something and something or other. How can I trust them all? I cannot trust them all. So how, in the same way, how can I trust you, the Sankhya? So he says, okay, I'll make you trust, because tradition is the only difference between me and them. I follow the tradition, they are not in the tradition. The tradition is this. Purushartha jnanam idam guhyam. The next five slokas is a single sloka. There is no problem. Purushartha jnanam idam guhyam paramarshna samakhyatam sthiti utpatti pralayaha chintyante tatra bhutanam etat pavitram agriyam munir asuraya anukampaya pratau asurar panchayukhaya tena cha bahudha kravam tantram shishya paramparaya agatam ishvara krishtena cha etat aryabhi sankshipta aryamatina samyak vijnaya siddhantam saptatyam kira yertha stertha kritsas ಷಷ್ಟಿ ತಂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಆಖ್ಯಾಯಿಕಾ ವಿರಹಿತಾಃ ಪರವಾದ ವಿವರ್ಜಿತಶ್ಚಾಪಿ ಪುರುಷಾರ್ಥ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಿದಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ. ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿಲ್ ಮೇಕ್ ದಿ ಪುರುಷ ಟು ಗೇನ್ ರಿಲೀಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ದಿ ಪುರುಷ ಸಫರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್, ವಿಚ್ ದಿ ಪುರುಷ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. That kind of knowledge, paramarshina samakhyatam, paramarshi Kapila, he has presented it nicely. And par sthiti utpatri pralayat chintyante tatra bhutanam. In that, the creation of the elements, the creation of the bhutas, everything, and its sustenance and its destruction, everything is explained there very clearly. Yetat pavitram agriyam, this kind of sacred text was transferred by the Paramarshi to Muni Asuri. There was a Muni called Asuri Muni, saint called Asuri. To him, this knowledge was transferred by the great saint Paramarshi Kapila. Kapila transferred it to Asuri. And Asuri also gave, because of deep compassion, to his disciple Panchashika. Panchashika created different texts. He has written many texts on Sankhya. And in that tradition, I am there in that tradition. I have come in that tradition. This, after studying in the tradition, in this Arya meter, I have written these shlokas, these poetries to determine what the Sankhyans accept. We Sankhyans accept. Sankshipta Aryamatina, in a brief way, for the intelligent people, respectable intelligent people, for them to understand this truth, I have written this text. Saptatyam kila yerthas tetha krishna srishtyantrasya, and I have written this in 70 shlokas, 70 odd shlokas. Whatever is there in the Shashti Tantra written by the Acharya Panchashika, I have condensed that and I have given here. But the difference between, then what is the difference between Panchashika's Shashti Tantra and your text? If you ask, there, here, in this text, I have not given any stories. I have just stuck to the philosophy proper. So, that is the idea. It is Sankhya Karika Samapta. So, this is the end of the Sankhya Karika. And now we understand in a simple way that what Sankhyans are all about. Sankhyans follow this system that knowledge, through knowledge you gain release, like Vedantins. There is no trouble there. Sankhyans follow accept Veda as Pramana. So there is also no problem. The problem is Sankhyans accept many Purushas. Sankhyans accept Purusha to be experiencer, though not creator. They accept him as experiencer, though he is a seer. They accept him as an experiencer. Whereas Vedantins do not accept the self to be experiencer. Not even Sakshi it is. Only a relative term. Sakshi is also a relative term for witness, is also a relative term for Vedanta. Vedantin. So that and Pradhana, an inner thing, creates, which is Satkarya. For us, there is no creation. For Vedantins, there is no creation. For Sankhyans, there is creation which is created by Pradhana. For Vedans, there is no creation at all. Anirvachaniya, it is inexplicable, we say. And there is no Satkarya for Vedantins. Here, Sankhyans accept Satkarya. There, we accept Anirvachaniya Kshati. You cannot explain it in this way. Inexplicable creation. And even after knowledge, there is a relationship between Purusha and Pradhana, because both are omnipresent. Whereas, there is no relationship with anything for this Purusha. Purusha is not related to anything. These are all some valid points which these fellows, Sankhyans, don't accept. That is why they differ. So, this is the closest system which comes to Vedanta. All the other dual system have a different, this is also duality. So, all the other dual system differ in many ways. But still, Sankhyans are the closest philosophy to Vedanta because of this. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purna Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.